You know, the last time I think we checked in with Mitch Roberts, who's the founder and CEO of EVO Movie Theaters, he was trying to do something with the Look Cinema that's over on Beltline in North Dallas, and it was forever. They'd had water damage. It was taking forever to open up. And it's been open now for several months. There's a brand new restaurant that's opening right in front of it. And I looked at it. I said, well, it's time to catch up. And then I started looking. My gosh, they've changed the name of the place. He's bought more movie theaters. And he's doing bowling and ropes and laser tag. And I said, we're long overdue to catch up. Mitch Roberts joins us right now. The founder and CEO of Elevate Entertainment Group, it is now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a while.
It has. Boy, it must have been a while, because how many theaters have you got now?
Let's see. We're, I think, at 24. I think the last time we spoke, we had just done the Showbiz acquisition.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. You have a good memory.
Yep. And that was, I think, 7 locations, and we had 5 at the time. So we've just about doubled since then.
And you've added Virginia, North Carolina, Florida. You really are. I mean, you're going to turn this into a national brand, aren't you?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We just want to do it carefully and do it right. But, you know, now's a good time for growth. And as long as we can do it right, we'll certainly keep doing it.
You know, when I look at your group now and the theaters, I think of my cell phone. I mean, I tell people, I say, you know, I can check my mail. I can send a text. I can turn my sprinklers on in the front yard. Oh, and I can make phone calls, too. And it's like, you guys, I mean, you could go there and you've got climbing walls and virtual reality and rope courses and bumper cars and bowling. Oh, and they show movies, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The EVO brand was always really designed to be kind of just an experiential entertainment destination, to where movies are, of course, our anchor. That's my blood. But there has to be more to the offering than just cinema. So yeah, the EVO brand is very much experiential and many, many more offerings.
You know, this reminds me, years ago, shows how old I am, I remember talking with your grandfather, and your mm-hmm. grandfather was telling me that people were driving past brand new Sony theaters or Lowe's theaters to go to his Cinemarks because he offered stadium seating. And it was such a mm-hmm. point of difference. And of course, then everybody had to switch to that and, you know, and follow what Cinemark was doing. It sounds like, are you trying to do the same thing, this point of difference?
We certainly want to differentiate the experience. You know, our geographically, we're much more suburban. You know, we don't have many urban, you know, really high population, high density environment. So we wanted to combine all of the things that a smaller community might not have into one single entertainment destination. So that's what we did in Kyle when we opened the first EVO. You know, some other operators are doing that well as well. Showbiz was one of them, which we acquired. We did another acquisition of a group of theaters called Paragon. So we bought 3 of their locations that all had bowling and gaming on the East Coast. But yeah, it's a point of differentiation, but it's also just a separate line of business. So I'd like to think that we do a good enough job for others to pass competitors and come to us. I'd love for that. But I'd also love to say that we're just expanding the audience base a little bit.
So are you benefiting to some degree by COVID? Because there were a lot of exhibitors, and also just the general downturn in the movie business, the strike and everything else. But my sense is there are a lot of locations that have come available.
Yeah, there are. We looked at, I mean, I would say no less than 100 or 120 deals out of COVID. And we ultimately took 3 of them. And then one of which we've since closed. We shouldn't have taken it. So Southlake in Dallas, and then Prestonwood or Addison now being the other 2. What I will say is our industry, it's overscreened. I mean, there's too many screens in the domestic marketplace. COVID was a great, I think still, some might disagree with me. Others, you know, may agree with me, who knows, but, frankly, I think quite a few more locations during COVID could have closed. And there probably still will be closures to come about.
But it looks like the business, the movie business, seems to be coming back. I mean, it's a sick, it's always been a cyclical business, but it seems like people are back going to movies again. They're making decent movies. You've added a lot of IMAX. It looks like you're going to add more, and that would seem to be a very big draw. I mean, I never, people were going to, what was the name? I've lost the movie. A couple of movies that I never would have thought would be draws for IMAX, but they are, I guess, because of the big theater.
Yeah, I mean, an example that comes to mind for me is Inside Out 2 that just came out this summer. I mean, we did massive business in IMAX for it. We did massive business in our private label, our EVX auditoriums as well. I think people are just shifting towards premium experiences. And they when they go to the movies, they want the biggest screen, the biggest sound. And so they seek out the ways to do that.
You know, I just thought of the one I was thinking, Oppenheimer. I mean, that was not a high action movie or something like that would lend itself to IMAX, but they were selling out.
Oh yeah. And you know, they put it on 70 millimeter and had those, the 70 millimeter screenings across the country. That's an interesting story. As we've done our deal with IMAX, I've gotten to know Rich, their CEO, very well. And we get along, and, he was telling me about the deal on Oppenheimer, of how he got so much slack for choosing to go with Oppenheimer as opposed to Mission Impossible and putting it on the IMAX screens that week. It turned out to be an incredible decision. IMAX has had a long relationship with Christopher Nolan. Chris Nolan's a fantastic filmmaker, and he shot the movie with all IMAX cameras, and they wanted to lean into him and support him for his work, and won a Best Picture nom with it too, and got a nice shout out on the Oscar stage.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're kicking themselves for that decision.
You literally grew up in this business. I mean, from day one. I mean, your whole family. You're back four generations, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the way back to my great grandfather.
So it must help. Because this seems like a relationship business too, at least within the industry, who you know and what you can get. That's got to be a big leg up.
Yeah, it's a very small industry. You know, when you look at the domestic box office, even in 2023, or even when you go back to 2018, the best box office year of all time, we're talking $11, $12 billion. That's a very small industry when you look at, industry as a whole, when you look at these trillion-dollar tech businesses. It's very small. It's very relationship-driven. And it's not so much, you can never get into it if you're not already in it. I think, in general, the industry is pretty friendly. You just have to be willing to have a little bit more open conversations than others from outside the industry would be used to. I get that all the time. I hire a lot of people from the restaurant, hospitality industry. And they're always like, wait, what did you tell them? What information did you give away? And, you give a little to get a little, but it's, very, very much a relational business.
And it's changed a lot. I mean, the technology's changed a lot. I would guess that not having to have enormous cans of film shipped around the country, was a big change. But also the protection. There was a protection that a major company could block out movies going to competitors in an area, in protected area. And that's not true anymore, right?
No, yeah. There used to be restrictions. Usually 3 miles was kind of the cutoff. And that was designed really to try to space out the industry and give some protection so the theaters weren't building on top of each other's. You mentioned kind of the stadium seating renaissance, if you will. And then, before that, there was the multi-screen renaissance where you're going from singles and twins to these 10, 12 screen multiplexes. Now, of course, we have 24 and 30 screen multiplexes. All of those protections for the most part have gone away. You still have studios that they don't honor radius restrictions, but they'll release a film very carefully. They'll select one or two theaters in a market and say, we're going to limit release this to these theaters and then roll it out if it's successful. But a lot of that's just the cost of releasing a movie. It's not cheap to release a movie.
So you're still growing. In fact, we were talking a little bit before going on air, and I know you're opening up in Nashville. I guess other locations too. So what constrains you from expansion? Is it access to capital or good locations?
No, I think we just don't want to get over our skis. You know, access to capital isn't a problem. There's plenty of great markets around the country. I think we just want to do it right, you know, and I'll admit over the last 2 or 3 years, we grew very, very fast and we bought quite a bit of things. You know, Showbiz was one of 4 acquisitions. You know, we experienced quite a bit of growing pain. And so I think we've just realized that we would rather be really strong operators and do it well and grow at a slow pace than, you know, take off and, you know, get ahead of our skis and end up falling apart a little bit later.
Well, it's fun what you're doing with it. Like I say, I mean, the very idea that you can go to climbing walls and virtual reality and ropes courses and bumper cars and bowling and maybe even see a movie, too, under one roof is quite remarkable. I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Yeah, well, Matt, we'll have to get you out to Nashville, back to your old stomping grounds. That one is I've been working on that deal since 2016, so to finally be opening it next year is it's really, really special.
Something to behold, EVO Cinemas. And of course, Mitch Roberts, founder and CEO of now Elevate Entertainment Group, ever-growing. It's good to have you with us again. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.